Guess what? I got something to tell you. We all live the same life. Well, kinda. Sit down with us as we discuss various topics regarding being married millennials. When your spouse is both your best friend and your pain in the you know what. Welcome to the very first episode of the Married to Millennials podcast. I'm Tuck.
And I'm Ishi.
What's going on, baby?
Very tired.
Tired?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm a mom and a wife, and I work full time.
Got you. But are you excited about this very first episode?
After I hear it.
All right. That sounds good. Let's make it a good one. All right. So what we're going to do first, we're just going to kind of introduce ourselves to people. We have some people that know us already that are listening and some who don't.
Y'all.
So yeah. So we're going to give them a little glimpse of our life. So I'll talk about me first. My name is Tuck. I am a doctor of chiropractic. I like to proudly say that.
Yes, I'm a doctor's wife.
Yeah. I like to say that because I did work hard for this degree. So I want to let people know that. And I like to shame.
Lots of money.
Yeah. Right.
And exactly. I'm talking about the loans.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. I am a husband. I am a father. I take those two things very, very seriously as well. Something that I pride myself in because it's something that I've always wanted to do. I'm originally from Rock Hill, South Carolina. I've been in South Carolina all my life, and I love it. And that's about it. So enough about me. Let's talk about you, baby. Let the people know about you.
Pretty boring.
No.
Yes. I'm clearly a wife
mm-hmm.
and a mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I work in the dental field, but not a doctor. I'm not the dentist. I work on the admin side, kind of just in the background, which I love because I don't have to be in front of people. You know me, I'm more of like a hermit. So I love being in the background doing that kind of stuff. And recently you asked me what my hobby was and it mm-hmm. got me thinking because I always tell you that it's sleeping.
Uh-huh. Yeah. My little koala bear.
And I love sleep.
Yes.
You do. I will still have that as a hobby. But recently I've taken on baking.
Mm-hmm.
Which I never thought would happen for me. I like to cook, like the savory dishes and stuff, but I never thought I would be a baker.
Mm-hmm. And there it is, because my hobby is eating, so it just works out.
Yeah, but I got to pull back off that, because I feel like I've gained a lot of weight since I started baking, because I like to taste it.
Got you.
And now I'm baking bread and cookies and pasta, which is... I guess not necessarily baking, but it's dough.
But you're doing the Lord's work. They are all great.
Sourdough.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a sourdough mom.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. Other than that, I'm from a small town called Belton, South Carolina. No one knows where that is, and that is quite okay.
Mm-hmm. They have a whopping 2 stoplights, I think. Yeah, it's the last time I counted.
You're funny.
What? 3.
You're funny. You're going to quit talking about...
4.
Your kids are growing up in the upstate, so let it go.
You're right. Fountain Inn has 2 and a possible light. So that's fair. All right. I won't pick too much. All right. So let's tell people how we met.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think I tell the story the best.
Go ahead.
You know, I was walking on campus. She saw me in the Russell House.
Okay. He's starting to lie already.
She saw me, she said, I got to have that.
Oh my gosh. Y'all, I didn't even see him.
So I will tell you the real story. So I was in Russell House. The scene was still Russell House.
Okay, they don't know what Russell House is.
Okay, Russell House is basically like our calf at USC. So this is
the University of South Carolina.
Sorry, I call it USC. It is the real USC. So University of South Carolina. Sorry for the people who don't know. Gotcha. Gamecocks, mighty Gamecocks. There we go. All right. So we were in the cafe. Let's say it like that.
Russell House.
And I saw her from across the Russell House at this little deli place called Horseshoe Deli.
Mind you, I did not know he existed.
She did not. But I saw her first and I said, oh, okay. And, you know, USC is kind of big, but like I kind of knew pretty much everybody. But I was like, I've never seen her before. So I was like, okay. So by the time I got up, I was nervous. By the time I got up, she was already gone. But Twitter.
I had
Sorry.
things to do.
You did. You did. You was a busy girl. So,
Actually going to class, you know.
do what you're supposed to do. And me, I didn't have class at the time. Let's just say that. Yeah, I had a break. Mind you, I was a senior, so I didn't have that many more classes, but we'll get to that in a second. But Twitter, now known as X, I hate to change their name, but Twitter used to do this thing about people you may know because it was newer and it had like a general area of where like people who you would probably meet. And it was really mostly like USC people that was on the people you may meet. People you may
Get it
meet.
together. You feel nervous.
Right, still nervous. But she popped up and I was like, what are the odds? I was like, that's her right there. And her Twitter handle was the coolest chick ever
With a K.
with a K, which I didn't understand at first because she introduced herself as Misha, but that's another story for another day. But it was with a K. And you know what I did? Slid right in them DMs, but I wasn't forceful, like some of these dudes out here. I was very polite. I was like, hey, let's not ask for a number. That's a little strange for a stranger to ask for a telephone number. So I dropped something that some of y'all may have never heard of before. A BBM
The
PM.
people who listening know what that
That's
is.
true. Yeah, they're millennials. You're right. Yeah. Most of our guys, yeah. So they know what a BBM PM is. It's not too forward. It's almost like Messenger.
BlackBerry Messenger.
BlackBerry. Everybody had the BlackBerry.
How did you know I had a BlackBerry?
It's okay. All right. So now that we're
Inspector
now
Gadget.
listen, hold on. Now that we're together, and it doesn't seem much more like a stalker. Every time you posted, it said by BlackBerry app. So I was like, oh, that's my end. She got a BlackBerry, so I gave her the BBN pen. So yeah, so I was not too forward, and she had me back. So I must have been pretty good looking in her eyes, maybe.
First of all, I guess I was being nice because
Oh,
I'm
okay.
pretty
Hold
sure
on
the
now.
first picture I saw of you had this like raccoon type hat on, and it was like a
Okay.
side profile, so I couldn't really see anything.
You felt my aura, though. No.
Whatever. I was being nice.
Oh, wow. So it was a little bit of pity. Okay. I'm just messing.
It wasn't pity. I'm just saying, I didn't know you. I didn't know what you really looked like, but I
True.
knew that we had mutual friends.
Yeah, there we go. That mutual friends helps out a lot. But
So,
I will say, a very important person in my life vouched for me. And if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't have got the time of day.
yeah, you're right. You're very right because I thought you were a creeper.
Yeah.
I was
And
like,
you.
who is this reaching out to me? I have not met you in person. I
Yeah.
haven't seen you. I don't even know what you look like.
You've let me know that a couple times.
Yeah, thought you was a creeper.
Yeah. And you still call me a creeper
So,
sometimes.
yeah, I mean, it is what it is. But we had mutual friends in
Yes.
common, so I asked around and I was like, okay, he's not like some serial killer or something like that.
No, I do like cereal though, but
Not that serial.
and this is how I got her too, y'all. I make her laugh, so I wish y'all could see her face. Yeah, I make her laugh
Boy,
a lot.
please,
I'm a
you're not
comedian on the
that
low.
funny.
Yeah, I'm a retired slash amateur slash comedian, so
Anyway,
okay,
so
keep going.
one of my best friends, Anisha,
Thank you, Anisha.
her sister knew you very
Yes.
well.
Thank you, Amber.
And that's how I was okay with it, because
Yes.
otherwise, you were probably going to be deleted out of my inbox.
That's fair. That's fair. At looking back at it now, yeah, that's a pretty bold approach. But I was like, hey, listen, I gotta shoot my shot. If she say no,
But you didn't introduce yourself or anything.
I
You
didn't.
didn't say like, hey, I'm Tuck. I saw you at school. Like, we go to USC together.
Yeah, that would have been nice to start off with that, huh?
Something.
I should
I
have led
didn't
with
even
that.
know you were in school. You could have been a local.
Yeah, I probably should have led with that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yep.
got you. But like I said, look what it blossomed into now. So yeah, you still make me nervous, girl. I ain't getting my words together right every
Oh my gosh.
day. All right. So after that, we started talking, started to get to know each other.
It was my first semester in college.
All right, so y'all do the math. I just said I was a senior. It was her first semester in college. But let me tell you, I didn't know she was a freshman because even talking to her, she was just so mature. I thought she might have transferred. And then she told me she was a freshman. I said, whoa, wait a
I
minute.
wasn't in kindergarten.
Yeah, I know. I know. But yeah, I know. And I mean, back then, It was a thing, but like now it just sounds very stupid because we're both adults, so we could have. Yeah,
Yeah, you were
was getting
very
in my own
hush
way.
hush about us
I
for a while.
was. I was getting in my own way. I was, and this is another thing. Younger, you care what other people got to say. Now I could care less what anybody got
What
to
did you
say.
think people were going to say?
So there's a certain stigma about upperclassmen trying to prey on freshmen. I didn't want
I
to
mean,
be.
there were a couple of them.
I
I
know.
can count them on my hands.
Yes, and I didn't want to be into that category. I didn't want to be put into that category. I wanted. Oh, I don't know. Like I said, caring what other people say, what other people think was my top priority at that time. I've
That's
evolved
fair.
and I've
That's fair.
changed, and I couldn't care less. So there we go.
Okay, but that's now.
Yeah, that's now. Yeah.
We're
Then
talking about then.
I have no idea why that was a thing. Why that was something. That's something I had to grow out of. And the thing is,
So,
it
who was the
almost
first person you told?
my best friend, Trey. Trey was the first person I
Oh, boy.
told. Yeah. That's your best friend too.
Sure.
Yeah. Best friend by marriage.
Just
But
friend in law.
yeah, best friend-in-law. Exactly. No, I told my best friend. I was very secretive. One, because I was in a pretty a relationship before that. And I was protecting my heart. I got my heart broken. So I didn't want to tell people about you until I knew it was something that was serious and someone I could see myself with.
That's fair.
I got over the whole, you being a freshman thing. I got over that because, that didn't matter for one. And then for two, like I said, my best friend, I pretty much tell him anything. So I wanted to kind of not get his advice, but kind of hear what he had to say about it too as well. And just, be able to tell someone instead of just like be sneaking and like, oh yeah, guess what, y'all, boyfriend, girlfriend. At least want to tell one person. But
Okay.
so yeah, so that was the
All
first
right,
person I
all
told.
right, all right.
All right, what about you? Who you told? Nisha, of course, because
Well, Nisha, I had to
she
ask.
had to do the
Yeah,
background
I had to
check.
ask her. She had to tell
Yeah.
me something because, I mean, it was a little
Yeah,
weird.
I tell you, the first person who did want to know, your mama wanted to know, boy, because
Oh, my
ooh wee,
God.
your mama was. You talk about me, Inspector Gadget. That
That
lady.
summer when I came
Love you,
home,
mama.
that summer when I got home,
Yes.
I had some of your polo hats. And she put grass in one of them. She got on the ride a lawnmower and put one of those hats on because she wanted me to make a scene.
I thought I smelled grass.
And I was like, Mom, I'm back. And she was like, No, who is it? I don't know your Facebook and I can't find it.
Yeah, I was pretty hard to find. Yeah,
Were not hard to find. She just did not know where to
she didn't
look.
know what it looked. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but I mean, people who knew me from school, if you saw the polo hat, everybody's like, "Oh, dead giveaway." I wore a polo hat all the time. So, from our beginnings, I want the people to know who said, "I love you" first.
Me.
Okay.
I did. I don't know why. No, I mean, I know why. I mean,
Right.
I meant it. But at the time, I was still trying to figure out if it was the right thing for me too.
Got you.
So I guess I got caught up in emotions. I said it before I was mentally ready to say it.
Right. And I'll
Emotionally ready, but not mentally ready.
yes, got you. And when you said it, I was shocked for one. Not shocked that I didn't feel like you felt that way. I was shocked that, wow, I'm getting ready to fall in love with someone else again. And that's when mind
You said getting ready, so you weren't there yet.
I actually wasn't. I wasn't. I was still protecting my heart. I was still being stubborn. I was still scared.
So
So
was it
my
that you were
mental.
protecting your heart, or what, and you were there, but just not ready to say it yet, or were you
Yes.
just not there at all?
I just wasn't ready to say it yet because I, for me, when I love hard. So saying that, I had to really like mean it. I
And
can't
this was
turn it back.
after almost basically a year after
Right.
being together.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I think for me, it was more of once I say it, like you're all in, like you can't be half stepping when you say it. And I mentally didn't feel like I was there yet. And I let my mind overshadow my heart.
Yeah.
Like, I felt it, but I was like, logically, don't do it yet.
Yeah.
You don't want to just step out there. You don't want to get hurt again. So that was more of some of the things that was going through my mind at the time. I've told you that before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. And I think I said that at the time. I was like, you do not have to say that
Yeah.
if you don't feel that.
But to be honest with you, I think people think that they have to say it back.
Yeah. But even if you felt it, you weren't ready to say it. And I didn't want to pressure you either.
Yeah. But here's the other thing about it. Me looking back at it now, my response would have been better. I didn't respond at all. So,
Just kind of looked at me. He was like, no, you said okay.
yeah, because like I said, I was in shock. I wish I would, like, knowing what I know now, you gotta at least say something. You can't just sit there
Think
blank.
I felt comfortable enough to say it because
Yeah.
I felt like you did.
Okay.
Even if you didn't say it out loud,
Got
like
you.
the
Okay.
like actions and things of being together, I
Yeah.
felt like it made sense
That's
to
fair.
say it. Like it wasn't like I was gonna be a complete shock. I mean, you were shocked, but like not like it wasn't out of left field.
Yeah, got you. Okay. But I will say, after I did say it was on and popping in. I think
What does that mean?
no, I mean like I do you so for me, I felt like it was a shift. I was like, okay, because I'm this here's my thing. This is me. If I'm gonna do something, I'm gonna do it all the way.
Yeah.
And I said I love you, and I asked you to be my girlfriend, probably like
Officially.
officially about what? Maybe like 4 months later? No, get my time wrong right.
It was all in the same like time.
Okay, so wasn't that far after.
No.
So
No,
there's
because
an example
I
there,
mean,
because.
like it was almost a whole year that we,
Right.
I'm using air quotes, talked.
Yes.
But it
Right.
wasn't like it was exclusive
Yes. Right.
to a degree.
Got you.
It was exclusive. And so I think it was more like we were dating without the title. You know what I
True.
mean? Like we were official without the title.
True.
Does that make sense?
Yes. I think verbally me saying like, hey,
Like, yeah, you
boyfriend,
actually
girlfriend,
asking me, like,
like write the note, say, will you be my girlfriend? Check yes or no.
yeah, and I wrote maybe.
Yeah. You did not say maybe. You did not. Well,
No, you wrote me a
I
note.
did. I did. You didn't say maybe. Did you say maybe?
Yes, I wrote in maybe.
Oh, you funny. And then you quickly say yes. But like I said, after that, it was on and popping. I
You're
was all
saying
the
on
way
and
in.
popping. I need to
Listen,
understand what
okay.
this
What I
means.
mean by on and popping is it means like I was all in. Like I
Okay.
was like
All right.
boyfriend.
Okay.
Like for real, for real. And the thing is, once I turned on boyfriend, in the back of my mind, I was like, well, I need to start turning on husband as well too. I got to start getting my mind right
It's a
because,
different mindset than most people, though.
yeah, I mean, here's the thing. Like I said, I've always wanted to be married. I've always wanted to have kids. I always want these things. So I knew that at a certain time, you got to grow up for one,
Yeah.
if that's something that you want to do, because that time start ticking after you say you walk across that stage. Because school is a totally different thing. Everybody's isolating this one area.
Yeah.
Like you get to see people all the time. You graduate, you out there in the real world. You may not even meet nobody. It might be 2 or 3 years before you meet somebody. So for me, I was like, it's not like I rushed it, but I just knew like, hey, you gotta get your mind right. Not all these college games, these little boy games.
Identify whether or not this is for you.
Exactly. So yes, I already switched the mindset to husband, but at the same time, I wanted to make sure that it wasn't something that you weren't ready for either.
Yeah.
So that's why, the things that I did or things that I said, my actions, different things like that, was trying to show you like, hey, I do want to spend the rest of your life, but I know we need to take our time with it and
Yeah.
not rush it. So that's what those years leading up to the proposal.
Oh my gosh, the
The
infamous proposal.
infamous proposal. So I will tell the entire story from my eyes.
I don't know if we have time for that.
Yeah, no, we don't. I will give them an abbreviated version because I want to bring y'all into my mind when these things happen. So it was her birthday weekend. So let me tell you, in the month of February, do not ask me for any money. because I have now I have my daughter's birthday, I have my wife's birthday, and then my dad's birthday. I ain't buying anybody. But then I have Valentine's Day as well too. So this was Valentine's Day weekend leading up to her birthday, and it was her 21st. Yeah, it was her 21st birthday. So I wanted to make it very, very special. We had a party at the apartment. We went out to eat. We went to a few different places. But I was like, I don't want to. Here's my thing. I was like, I don't want to be cliche and ask her on Valentine's Day. I'm like, I feel like everybody do that. I want to be special. And then I was like, you're gonna be even more cheesy if you do it on her birthday. Because the thing is, what if she say no? So you don't want to ruin that. So I did it the day after. So the day after, we decided to go get tattoos. And
We didn't really decide. Anisha decided.
that's true. Anisha decided she wanted to get tattoos. Her choice of tattoo artists and places probably wasn't the best, because the guy told us he ran out
Slim
of
to
black.
none.
He said he ran out of black ink. I don't get that one. So the only person that actually got a tattoo was Toya that
Oh, yeah.
day. No, did I,
No, I didn't.
no,
Nope.
you already had that one. That's right. Yeah, you didn't get another tattoo either. So the only person that got a tattoo was Toya. So it's been a long weekend. I probably should have let Anisha know, like, hey, today's the day I'm going to propose.
You
So I
should
was
have
like,
let my friends
I
know.
should have let them know, but I wanted to be a surprise to them too. I wanted to be real big. In my mind, I was like, this is a great idea. Everybody going to be surprised. Seeing proposals now, the guy needs help. So I told maybe two people, no, three people. I told Trey, my dad, and my mom. Yeah. There was only three people I told that was
I'm
going, it's
pretty sure
going to
you
happen.
told Jimmy too.
I did tell Jimmy. I told Jimmy. Yes, I told Jimmy. I told Jimmy, and he kept asking about the whole weekend when it's happening. I said, not now. So we go back to the house, and I said, hey, Anisha, you should probably come back to the house. We're going to hang out for a little bit. No, it's been a long weekend. I'm going to go back to the house. I said, no, I think you really should come back to the house. No, I'm tired. And I almost was like, girl, get to this house because I'm about to propose. But I didn't do that. I let her go home. I was like, all right, well, maybe I can record it or something. Only
Oh,
person,
okay.
yeah,
That's very
right.
bold.
Yeah, right. So the only person that was coming back to the house was Toya.
So it had her own thing going on. We ain't gonna talk about
Okay, so she was non-existent as well either. She was on the phone, and I was like, okay, well, it's just me and Michi. So I get down on one knee, and
For 2.5
for
seconds.
2.5 seconds, because my speech went in my head and it went out of my head immediately. So I kept repeating the words. I've been wanting to do this for a long time. I think I probably repeated it like three or four times. Three or four times. And then I get a phone call. I'm already nervous. I get a phone call. It's my
And you
dad.
answer it.
I answer it because I was like, oh, maybe he want to hear it, because I want some kind of witness. I put him on speaker. The first thing my daddy says, did you do it and I was like, no, not yet. So then my whole speech went out the window, and I said,
I'm just standing there like, what is going
yes.
on?
And I said, will you marry me? And she said she was. With all these antics going on, she should have said no, and I'm glad she didn't. I probably would have passed out. I probably would have passed out because blood
If
pressure
I
was
had
through
been
the
clever,
roof.
I would have been like, no.
Right. I'm glad you felt sympathy and not comedy. I'm very glad for that. But overall, you said yes,
I
and
did.
it was a beautiful thing, you know.
Yeah.
I wish I
People thought
could.
we were crazy, though. I mean,
Yes.
I was 21,
Yes.
getting engaged. I mean, we're still very young.
Yes, because I wasn't 24 yet. Yeah, I was turning
You were
24.
turning
Yeah.
24.
And I was like straight out of school, massage therapy school. Yeah, also, I was a massage therapist, guys. So I was in massage therapy school, working at a chiropractic office, not making anything. So it was a leap of faith for
And I was
sure.
still in school,
Yeah,
so
you were still in school.
I mean, it felt right to us, and
Yes,
we
for
knew what
sure.
we wanted, but people thought we were crazy. I mean,
Yes.
there were some sly comments and some kind of, do you know what you're doing type things. And we were
For
like,
sure.
yes, we do.
Yes.
We absolutely do.
I mean, I think that was a testament too to our maturity too. Like, we both were on the same page. Like, we knew what our ultimate goal was, and we both knew that we were the one for each other. So
Yeah.
that's something we
And
want to
so
do.
from 2010, getting to know each other, dating, all that stuff. We got married in 2014.
Yes.
So more like a 4-year span of dating, engagement, and
Which,
marriage.
yeah, which, you know, there, of course, there's never a timeline of what that should look like, but we just knew that was
It
right
was
for
right for
us.
us.
Yeah, exactly. So once again, like I said, we were broke. So
Yep.
when it came to that, there was the, here comes the wedding. So of course, you know, people, you know how crazy it gets with wedding. People will take out credit cards, all that stuff or whatever
We
like
weren't
that.
doing it.
We wasn't doing that. We was like, we gonna figure this thing out.
Yep.
And we did. We got married at Michi's home church
Yep.
because it was free. Well, we wanted a church
Yeah.
wedding anyway,
Yeah.
but it was free, so that was a plus.
Yep.
Because you know how wedding venues can get. We had our reception at what was it called at the time? Because it's covered in now.
Quality Inn and
Folly Inn, yeah.
Suites.
So we had it there. You know, we made it work. But the vibes for the wedding and the reception were top notch. Like you couldn't tell us that we ain't had no 5-star wedding. Like it was everything that we wanted it to
It was
be.
beautiful for
Yeah,
us. Yeah.
exactly. You know, we had a very big wedding party.
13 on each side.
13 on each side, which was my fault. I will gladly take the
I
hit for
mean,
that.
listen.
My fault, but the reason
Love
why.
the wedding party,
Yeah,
but
of course.
that was a lot.
It was, but I, here's the thing, like.
Organizing 26 people
Yeah.
into one area,
I'm glad
a
we
lot.
didn't. I'm glad we didn't do it alone though. Keisha helped us out with that for
Oh
sure.
yeah.
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 So, but it was like I said, it was a lot of people. But we would not trade it for the world for all those people to be there with us celebrating our love. So yeah. But it was me because I couldn't pick one best man. So best man. So well, I had three up there. Misha had three.
It's okay.
He's
I
one.
have to
Yeah.
be symmetrical and
Yeah.
it's fine. It's
Yeah.
fine. At the time, everything was wonderful.
Yes, exactly.
Just, I wouldn't recommend
Right.
it.
Right. And I'll say it was definitely a beautiful wedding and an even more beautiful marriage.
Yeah, so now we've been married for 10 years and,
Yes.
or over 10 years. And I mean, it's amazing to look back and say, like, oh, wow. You know, like people questioned it and we were young and we didn't have any money. And I mean, I still think I'm young. I am young.
I am young.
But anyway, but
No,
went on a tangent.
you're
But
good.
like we were very, very young and didn't have, you know, a lot of financial means
Right.
and had questions about what we were doing, but we knew that it was important for us. And we knew that it was meant for us.
And I really feel like it was very instrumental to our growth
Yeah.
with each other as well too.
Yeah.
Because we've got to grow up together pretty
Yeah.
much. Yeah, as far as maturity level, we the same age. So,
Don't know about that. I still might be
well,
older.
yeah, you might be still older, but you're, but it made it an even playing field. There we
Or I
go.
guess I should say I might end up being older because I'm not older than you. But.
Gotcha. I understand. Yeah. So, with that being said, with us being together 10, well, not together 10 years, but married for 10
Yeah.
years, what is your greatest memory of our time together?
As cliche as it sounds, it's not just one memory. Like
Okay.
for me, it's, you just said it, like we grew up together, but it was the building part, right? Because like we came from nothing, barely scraping by sometimes.
For
Because
sure.
I mean, think about it, you going into massage therapy, me just coming out of college. We didn't have it,
Right.
but we made it work. And so, like, every step from that point, you know, from the marriage on, God was guiding us the entire time. And so, for me, it was super important to do that with you.
Right.
And, like, looking back on it, I tell you all the time, like, God was ordering our steps.
For sure.
And, you know, I mean, we've come up like the Jeffersons a little bit, not a penthouse, but,
Yeah,
you
right.
know,
Yeah.
we do all right.
Exactly. We do.
So, you know, coming from nothing, building, you're now a doctor. I'm successful in my career. And, you know, we have a beautiful home with our beautiful children. And for me, that's all I can ask for.
Right. Yeah, I think it was because we both definitely had the same common goal. It was easy. Not of course not easy as far
We
as
went
like
through some things.
we did. I just mean like it was maybe I should say it was fun. It was fun doing building with you because like I said, you're my person, so I enjoyed every single moment of it, even the bad times as well too, because we were able to overcome them. I think that's what made it more special. Now, as far as my favorite memory, it would have to be getting this house. Because if
That
you
was huge
remember,
for you.
right. If you remember, we used to dream. We were like, oh, if we got a house, we would do this, we would do that. And like to
And
see
now
your.
we still ain't done all that stuff because it's expensive.
Exactly. They nobody tell us that. They left that part out. Right. But no, it was just like, I think it was more of. Me as a man, like you talking about those different things, like you're such a dreamer, and like to see your face light up, like yeah, we don't want to do this, do that. I was like, I'm gonna make that happen, and I'm gonna do whatever I have to make that happen. So that was one thing for me. The best memory is to be able to, fulfill some of your dreams, like just to for you to. For it to be in those preliminary stages. For me, I was like, man, I've really never seen anybody really own a house. Like, how are we gonna do this? So just trusting in God. God, like you said, God ordered our steps. He definitely put us in position to do what we wanted to do and do what we need to do and to raise a family and to grow together. So that was one of my best memories. And many more to
So
come.
this is your podcast. I'm just, riding along. What were you looking to get out of this?
I just wanted, millennials or people our age to like know that we all live the same life. Like some of the struggles that we have, our friends, our neighbors, everybody our age is having the same things. And I just want people to know that it's okay. It's like it's I want it to not necessarily, yeah, I want it to be more of a safe space to be, it's 'cause like us looking on social media, we'll look at stuff, we'll laugh at stuff like, whoa, that's crazy, we live the same life, your kids do that too, oh man. So I just want to bring it all into the forefront, like to like show people like we go through that as well too. Not I never ever want anybody to think that I feel like I'm an expert. I'm not. I'm figuring this stuff out as well too.
At all.
But I want to create a community. I want to create a community of people that go that are doing this, marriage thing, the family thing, all these things in this crazy time, all these crazy times. And I just want people to know, like, hey, you have someone that you can not necessarily, yeah, someone you can lean on, but like, don't you can
You
don't
don't
act.
feel like you're alone.
Exactly, exactly. I just, like I said, wanted to build that community and let everybody know that we're here.
And then here's some of our crazy conversations.
Yes, because they get crazy.
If the
Yeah.
walls could talk.
What about you?
I mean, honestly, it's just, I think it's an outlet for us
Yes.
just to sit and have conversations with each other. We do it anyway, so why not record?
Yeah. Then you could be like, no, you said that. I was like, no, I didn't.
Roll the tape.
Roll episode two. Episode you said that. But yeah, like I said, I think we're gonna definitely get a lot out of it. And I hope that you guys get a lot of it out of it as well too. All right. Talk to y'all later.
Bye.
What's up, family? Did you enjoy the episode? Well, great. Show some love. Follow us on the Married to Millennials podcast YouTube channel. Follow us on every major platform for podcasts. And if you really want to tap in, follow us on Instagram and TikTok at M2M Podcast. Let's go.